Oh, how unbelievable. And I didn't think things could get any worse. I guess I'll just hide out in here until she leaves. Oh, hey. I'm sorry. I didn't realize this room was taken. I'll just go and find another place to hide. I mean, hang out. Oh, you're sure it's okay? Alright, thanks. So, what are you doing here, nerd? You were the last person I expected to see at a party like this. And why are you hiding out back here? Is it too loud for you? Oh, sorry, I'm just teasing. Just needed a break, huh? Yeah, that makes two of us. Me. That's none of your business. I'm just... Well, you see, I... Damn it. I can't even come up with a good excuse. Oh, nothing. My ex-girlfriend's here. So I came back to this room to hide. Are you satisfied now? Why should I have to hide? Look, it's a long, complicated story. And considering mine and your history, I doubt you want to hear anything from me. And it's not like I want your pity. What the hell do you mean, just tell you? Did you hit your head or something? Or have you forgotten? I'm not a nice guy, remember? And I pick on you at school all the time. You hate me. You said so yourself. So why the hell do you care about my relationship drama? Never seen me like this. Like what? I am not. How stupid can you be? Why the hell would I cry? It's not like I mean, I don't care or anything. It's just hard to see her again. You wouldn't understand. Enlighten you? Okay, fine. We met about 4 years ago. We were friends at first, and it was nice. I mean, we were long distance, so we didn't really, you know, see each other much, but we still texted every now and then and checked in with each other. Then, when we finally met in person, I asked her out on a date, and we had been inseparable ever since. So technically, we dated for 3 years. Everything was perfect at first. You know, that cute honeymoon phase that everybody goes through. But things quickly changed after a year. She started to get more easily irritated with me. And then we started to have fights. Nothing physical, just yelling mostly. It was always stupid little things too, and half the time I couldn't even remember what she was mad about. She'd just get more and more mad, and push my buttons more and more. And of course, me being me, I would always defend myself, and yell back or whatever, especially when she'd say things on purpose that were offensive. It's like she was egging it on to get me to fight. And then whenever I did, she would cry and say that I was the one that... you know, I was being manipulative or controlling or whatever it was, I can't even remember. But anyway, our fights continued to escalate, until self-harm started to become an issue too. Nothing crazy at first. She would just kinda start hitting the ground or her head, Then it turned to scratching. I didn't know what to do. I panicked. I've never been with someone that self-harmed before. Especially not in those types of situations. So I didn't know what to do. At first I threatened, but that didn't ever work. Then I tried to be more sympathetic and understanding and try to figure out where she was coming from, obviously. I mean, she had a horrible previous relationship before me. She also used to drink, so that didn't help at all. And you know me. I don't drink or smoke or do any of that crazy stuff. Even though with the way I look, you'd think that I would, but I also had an abusive alcoholic dad, so I learned my lesson pretty quick to not get mixed up in that garbage. But anyway, the fights continued to progress, and then she started to run away. We had a place together, but when we'd get in these fights, she would just say she was leaving and either pack her stuff or just leave. And then of course I would chase her, because what else am I supposed to do? I didn't want her to, you know. Then it was always the, you don't love me, you're cheating on me, blah blah blah. I just felt like I was constantly tiptoeing around, trying to figure out what to say, what to do, to not set her off. Eventually, we moved into a new place, because she couldn't stand the roommates we were living with, and she kept saying that was part of the problem. And once we moved, things were better again for a little while. She had started to calm down, found herself a good job. I helped her get a bank account, her first pair of glasses. Basically helped her, you know, learn how to adult. Because her ex-husband that she was with for 10-some-odd years wouldn't let her do shit. And me, having my first job at the age of 15, I had to grow up really fast and adult early on and get all of that shit done. So of course I helped her out, and we'd do good for a while, and then we'd do bad again, and she'd have another episode. And after that, of course, it would always be my fault, and I'd take the blame. Even though a lot of the times it was just dumb little things in my mind still that aren't a big deal. But then, of course, we reached our breaking point. You see, me and you didn't really talk too much in high school. But now that we're in college, I'm pretty sure you've noticed that I get around a lot. I can pretty much become friends with anybody if I want to, and date anybody I want. So, as shocking as it is, I'm sure you already knew, I have a kid with someone else. Yeah. She's still in elementary school, and I have split custody with my ex. So that also became a problem with, you know, my current ex anyway. She's always trying to tell me that she came first, and not my kid. And for me, it's always been the other way around. Family is number one. Of course your children come first, before anything else. But she strongly disagreed with that. So we'd constantly have fights about it, or have fights about how I should raise my kid because she's more strict, and anytime I had my kid for the week, it was, oh, you've got to keep up with the chore chart, or you've got to do this, or you've got to do that, or you've got to ground them because this and this, and it was just getting to be too much. And anytime I would stand up for myself, she would just explode and have another episode, and I couldn't even get a word in edgewise. But that doesn't mean that I didn't love and care about her. I tried so hard to help her for so long. I put everything I had into our relationship. I gave up my social life, my online presence, everything. My relationship with my daughter, just to try to keep her happy. And every time it would just blow up in my face. She would always try to micromanage me. She would even take notes on stupid things like, oh, you went into your daughter's room to check on her after midnight. I'm gonna write that down. You're both going to be in trouble. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? I'm an adult. I shouldn't be punished for stupid things, you know? It just really sucks to feel so belittled by your partner and yet love them so much at the same time. I mean, what the hell was I supposed to do? I tried to understand. I knew she had mental health issues, that much was obvious. And yeah, she had skin cancer too. And I tried my best to be there through it all. But there was only so much I could take. What are you doing? Don't touch me. I told you. Damn it. I'm not crying. Look, I've already told you too much. Just forget I said anything. I still love her, despite everything she's put me through. I just don't know what to do anymore. Anytime I see her, it's like a knife to the chest. I spent so much time taking care of her, trying to help her through everything, only for her to tell me that I didn't really love her and that I never put her first. I just wish I could have shown her or done something to make it right. There's only so much I could have done. How can you say that? We may be in college now, but you're still a baby. You've only dated, what, 2 or 3 people in your life? And not even for that long. You don't know what it's like to commit yourself to someone day after day. Do everything for them. In hopes that someday they'll... Damn it. No, I'm fine. It sounds like what? Like I'm just a people pleaser. How can you say that? I mean, maybe I am to some extent. But that's not all that I am. I'm a really kind person underneath my rough exterior. And I really just want to help people. Especially those that really struggle, you know? And those that come from abusive relationships. Especially ones like her, where she was literally beaten. Not to mention the drinking and smoking. I mean, I've seen my parents. They used to have pretty bad fights too. Especially when my dad would get drunk. But I never wanted to be in a relationship like them. I hate yelling and I hate conflict. I only pick on you at school because it's fun. And you never... make me feel like shit about it, I guess. You kinda just laugh it off. Even though I know you tell everyone that I'm your bully and how much you hate me and that I'm annoying and... blah blah blah. But I can't blame you for that either. With some of the things I've done to you and said, I definitely deserve it. You are always just different. Kinder, in a way, than a lot of the other people I've dated. So I found myself drawn to you. Maybe because I knew you were a people pleaser like me. This just sucks. I don't know what to do. I mean, yeah, we're not together anymore. But she still hangs out with all of my friends. And I see her at every event. And I know she still holds the biggest grudge against me, even though I never cheated on her or did anything that I thought would upset her. Even though I stepped on a landmine almost daily. But that was never my intention. And she knows that. Who broke up with who? Well, she broke up with me, obviously. Because she got tired of me not putting her first. And of course, if I didn't have other obligations, like a kid, she knows I would have. but I still think the kids come first. Especially when they're sick. And me getting in trouble for constantly going and checking on my kid when they are not feeling well? I don't think I should have been punished for that. It was just stupid. But of course, all I ever did was just agree and nod. Just to let her have her way so that I wouldn't have to deal with the backlash later. And I always took the time to ask how she was feeling or what she was doing. The things she was struggling with at work and whatnot. But not once did she ever ask me how I handled the divorce. Or even the split custody thing. I mean, the first person that asked me if I was okay with all of it was one of my old best friends from elementary school. And I hadn't talked to him in 10+ fucking years. And the first thing he said to me was, "Well, yeah, but how are you handling this? How do you feel about this week-on, week-off split custody bullshit?" And I was just like, "You know what, man? I fucking think it's stupid and I hate it. But there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, it's not like I'm gonna get back with my ex-wife. I mean, I guess girlfriend, since me and her were never legally married either. But the mother of my child also drank constantly and lied to me about it, and cheated on me all the time. But since we had a kid together, I just put up with it for years until they finally just asked me if I still loved them, and I told them the truth. I said no. So we broke up, and she got remarried, and that's all well and good and what the fuck ever, but then I just was kind of left in the wings, and I was happy to get with my ex-girlfriend. I felt like she found me at my lowest when I needed somebody. And she was so sweet. I miss the old her when we first met on the beach in Tampa and we took a nap together. I want that person back. I want the girl that I knew. But now you know why seeing her around is so hard on me. I definitely deserved it. I didn't prioritize her skin cancer surgery when she had it. And that upset her a lot, because I was constantly leaving instead of taking care of her, and she just got her face all cut up. And then her dad constantly having cancer surgeries too. I was just afraid that I might lose her. I didn't know how much time I had left with her, but I didn't think that she would ever leave me, I guess. So I took it all for granted. It's not my fault. Huh. What a thing to say. Not my fault, huh? Never heard that one before. Everything is always my fault. It doesn't matter what I do or how hard I try or how hard I work. And then when I think things are finally going right, it all just falls apart. I mean, look at me. I'm a train wreck. Meanwhile, she's out there living her best life and trying to regain some bit of self and happiness. And of course I'm glad. I want her to be happy, that's all I ever wanted. I just wanted it to be with me. But we could never see eye to eye. Even though we loved a lot of the same things, we always had different standards when it came to everything else. And that sucked. But I wish her the best. And I hope that she does find happiness and find someone that'll respect her in the way she wants to be respected. And of course, to treat her the way she wants to be treated, too. Everybody deserves to be happy. And find that person that lifts them up and makes them feel good. And that's what I want. I want someone to push me to do better. To help encourage me to do the things that I love to do. without me having to tiptoe around them all the time to avoid fights. But I also want to be an adult and be free to do my own thing. Without being told when or how to do it. Or getting in trouble if I don't do it right. I feel like in today's world it's just that nobody's perfect. And if you're not willing to put in the work, then of course your relationship is bound to fail. That's just the way it is, I guess. But listen to me going on and on about all this stupid bullshit. It doesn't even matter anymore. She made her choice, and I need to respect it. As much as it kills me. What do you mean by that? It's okay for me to grieve. I mean, obviously you can tell that I'm distraught and sad. Why else would I be hiding in here in the middle of a party when I would typically be out there, acting like the center of attention like always? Take some time for me. My oh my, aren't you full of good advice all of a sudden? How cute. I'm just messing with you. But I do appreciate the advice. Maybe I do need to just take a step back and try to look at the bigger picture. As much as my life sucks right now, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. But now that I've literally spilled my guts to you, it's your turn to be honest with me. Why are you really hiding back here? Because you saw me walk in? Oh, man. Oh, the irony kills me. What did you think I was going to do to you? Embarrass you in front of all your friends? Well, of course not. Look, I only do that at school because it's funny. But I wouldn't do it... I mean... Well, actually, now that I think about it, if I was my genuine chipper self, maybe I would have tried to embarrass you, I mean. Don't give me that face. You know me too well, apparently. But you don't have to hide in here. I promise I'm not going to embarrass you or make a scene or point you out. Nothing like that. You're free to enjoy the party and hang out with your friends. I promise I'll leave you be. But with that said, I should probably head back out there, or everyone's gonna wonder where I disappeared to. And I don't want them to think, that me and you are hooking up in this back room or something. What do you mean, why not? Because that would be terrible. Everybody already knows my relationship with you. And that we're not even friends. What the hell would they think if we just came walking out of a dark room together? Well, no. I mean, people are going to think what they want regardless. Let them. Huh. You know, you're a lot different than I imagined. Outside of school, I mean. When we're in college, you're like the bookworm, I guess. Always studying and trying to keep your grades up. I don't know, different. Is it because you don't have anybody to impress? Or something? I've just never taken the time to talk to you, huh? I suppose that's true. We've only ever talked on campus when people are around. I think this is the first time we've actually hung out one-on-one. And to be honest, it was kind of refreshing. You're easy to talk to. But still, you can't tell anyone what I told you about me and my ex-girlfriend. Because it's personal. I'm trusting you. All right, thank you. You ready to head out? Yes, together. Can you call me what? Daddy. Why would you want to do that? Because I have a kid. Oh, good grief. Ah, you're an idiot. And I should never have told you that. Whatever you say, Daddy. Ah, damn it. You're starting to get on my last nerve. Okay, will you quit with the daddy stuff? You're being ridiculous. Whatever. And don't worry about me. I'll figure out my own shit, alright? I'm a big boy. I can handle myself. I just need to relax. Well, yeah, obviously. I... Hey, hang on. What the hell did you kiss me for? To distract me? Haha, very funny. If it's a distraction you're looking for, then you've got it. How was that? Okay, enough. I'm sure your friends are waiting for you, so let's go. A date? Tomorrow? Ah, man. Did you forget about the part where I said I just went through a breakup? Just one date couldn't hurt. Okay, fine. But I get to pick where we eat, got it? Alright, sounds good. Now let's go. And hey, thank you for this. I actually feel better because of you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Alright. After you. You're very welcome. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. I'd love to get to know you better. But with all of that said, don't forget to drink plenty of water and do a little bit of self-care today. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor, and be good for me. Love, Akihiko Kai. Mwah.